Welcome back. This is A.R. Bernard for session 2.
Berjung sumping, ya Bernard, kanggo sesi kedua.
Dealing, as we deal with this issue of reconciliation.
Kita bahas perkawis rekonsiliasi.
I'd like you to open your Bibles with me to the book of Genesis, chapter 4.
Tingali dina kejadian, pasal 4.
I'd like to review and reiterate the things that I shared with you in the last session. There is something called the law of Genesis. In essence, it is the law of the seed. And the law of Genesis simply says that everything begins in seed form and grows into an experience.
Hukum kejadian nyario segala hal asal nanti bini sedang tumbuh janten pengalaman.
As we look at the story of creation, we find that God put everything in the earth in seed form.
Upami orang ningal sejarah orang terang yang Gusti ngadamel sagalana dina bentuk binih kapungkur.
And he gave each seed the ability to reproduce its own kind.
Antana masian kemampuan kanggo tiap binih ngahasilkan jenis anusami.
So what does that say to us about origins?
Antana naon hartina kanggo urang.
It says to us that everything that human society would need
artosna sadaya hal anu umat manusia perlukeun
to be fruitful, multiply and have dominion over the earth
anggo buahan, baranahan, kawasaan bumi.
Everything that human society would need God placed in Adam.
Sadaya anu umat manusia perjogikeun tos disiapkeun dina Adam ku Gusti.
He put it in Adam in seed form.
Mantena nyiptakeun dina Adam bentuk nabini.
And every offspring born to Adam,
setiap bini anu lahir ti Adam,
would actually possess in themselves
gaduh dina dirina
some contribution to the fulfillment of the dominion mandate.
Kontribusi kanggo minuhan amanat ngawasan.
This is demonstrated as we go to the book of Genesis chapter 4.
Ieu didemonstrasikeun waktos urang ningal kejadian pasal 4.
Let me just say this, that the last time
tatajana mangga ucapkeun panungtungan,
I shared with you God's original intent for human society.
Nyebutkeun ngeunaan maksud awal Gusti kanggo manusia.
And that is that God had put something unique inside of each individual.
Gusti nyiptakeun anu unik tiap pribadi.
Out of that individual would come a nation.
Di pribadi eta kaluar hiji bangsa.
And that nation would have a unique contribution to human society.
Bangsa eta kaduh kontribusi unik kanggo umat manusia.
The objective of God was to create human society.
Tujuan Gusti nyaeta kanggo ngadamel lingkungan manusia.
So that there would be an interdependency.
Paros aya silih gumantung.
I would have something unique that you would need.
Abdi gaduh anu unik anu anjeun perlukeun.
And you would have something unique that I would need.
Anjeun gaduh anu unik anu abdi perlukeun.
And together we would meet the needs of each other.
Sasarengan urang silih pinuhan kabutuhan.
And form the unity of humanity.
Ngabentuk kasatuan manusia.
That God intended.
Nu dipikahoyong Gusti.
That original intent.
Tujuan ngawitan.
Failed.
Gagal.
Because of the entrance of sin.
Kumarki dosa lebet.
But let me go to Genesis chapter 4.
Angga orang tinggal dina kejadian.
To further reinforce.
Anggo pangertosan langkung lebet.
The things that I'm sharing with you now.
Hal anu dibagikeun ayeuna.
In Genesis chapter 4, verse 17.
Dina kejadian pasal 4 ayat 17.
It reads as follows.
Dinyatakeun.
Cain lay with his wife and she became pregnant and gave birth to Enoch. Cain was then building a city and he named it after his son Enoch.
Cain jeung garwana puputra di jenengan Henok, tadina Cain ngadamel hiji negara jeung dingaranan ku jenengan putrana.
Now I believe you're familiar with the story, the record up to this point, because you know that Cain sinned and he was banned from the presence of God.
Abdi percanten sarek terang carita ieu yen harita Kain parantos dosa sareng dihalangan ku ti payunan Gusti.
Even though he was banned from the presence of God,
sanaos parantos dihalangan ti payunan Gusti,
he did not lose the image of God.
Anjeunan teu kalingitan gambaran Allah.
He inherited from his father Adam.
Anjeunna ngawariskeun ti Adam papana.
Who received it from God.
Adam nampi ti Gusti.
Again, I say to you that everything that human society would need.
Kali deui abdi nyaros sadaya anu umat manusia perlukeun.
Was resident in Adam.
Parantos aya dina Adam.
In seed form.
Dina bentuk bini.
Now let's look at how that is carried out through Adam's offspring.
Perantingal kumaha hal ieu diteraskeun ku katurunan Adam.
It says that Cain built a city.
Teraskeun Cain wangun kota.
Now in verse 18, let's read further.
Teraskeun dina ayat 18.
It says to Enoch was born Irad. And Irad was the father of Mahujael, and Mahujael was the father of Methushael, and Methushael was the father of Lamech.
Henok peputra Irad, Irad peputra Mehujael, Mehujael peputra Methushael, Methushael peputra Lamech.
Now, Lamech, in verse 19, married two women,
Lamech,
one named Ada and the other Zillah.
Gerhana dua, Adah jeng Silah.
Now, notice the offspring through Cain from Adam. As
Rataskeun, turunan Cain di Adam.
In verse 20, it says,
ayat 20 dicarioskeun,
Ada gave birth to Jabal.
Adah.
He was the father of those who live in tents and raise livestock.
Karuhun jalma-jalma tukang ingon-ingon serta maratuhna di kemah-kemah.
His brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all who play the harp and flute.
Dulur Jubal, ngarana Jubal, karuhun ahli-ahli tetabehan, ahli-ahli ngecapi jeung nyuling.
Zillah also had a son, Tubal-Cain, who forged all kinds of tools out of bronze and iron.
Ari Silah ngabebarkeun Tubal, Cain tukang nyieun sagala rupa parabotan tina parunggu jeung besi.
Notice what we have here. Number one, we have a city being built, which
perhatoskeun di dieu, ngawitan urang ningal kota.
It represents the urbanization of the earth.
Alambangkeun urbanisasi dunya.
Now notice what was in each of these sons in seed form.
Ya tingali naon anu dihasilkeun ti katurunan ieu.
And then expressed itself in the way of a contribution to this society.
Eta aranjeunna ngekspresikeun diri aranjeunna sareng masihan kontribusi dina karena lingkungan.
Let's review verse 20.
Orang tinggal ayat 20.
Jabal was the father or the progenitor of all of those individuals who would have the gift of raising livestock.
Ya baltet karuhun tisadaya jalmi anugaduh kurnia miara ternak.
Of course, out of this would come ranching, farming, and agriculture.
Tentu dirinya ayah pertanian, peternakan, sarang agrikultur.
This is one of the expressions of the things that were in Adam in seed form.
Hal iya, hiji perwujudan tibini anu ayah dina diri Adam.
As we continue, it says his brother's name was Jubal.
Rang lajengkeun ningali raina namina Jubal.
He was the father of all who play the harp and the flute.
Anjeunna teh karuhun jalmi anu main kacapi sareng suling.
So here we have the introduction into human society of music, entertainment, and religious worship.
Dia urang ningal manusia kenal kana musik. Hiburan sareng penyembahan.
And let's continue.
Tang lajeng kendi.
Zillah also had a son, Tubal-Cain, who forged all kinds of tools out of bronze and iron.
Zillah, puputra Tubal, Cain karuhun tukang tembaga sareng tukang besi.
Here we have the introduction of mining, manufacturing, weaponry, and industry into human society.
Jadi orang kenal nambang, produksi pedang, sarang industri dina umat manusia.
This is just but one of the examples in the Bible that support what I'm saying about the contribution of each nation.
Kita sabagian tinaon anu diserat dina Alkitab ngenaan kontribusi tiap bangsa.
What failed in the first man Adam?
Naon anu gagal dina Adam kahiji?
God will accomplish in the last man Adam.
Gusti baris nyumponan dina Adam anu kadua.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Gusti Yesus Kristus.
God put in Christ everything that human society would need to bring it together as one and to reestablish dominion.
Sadaya anu manusia perlukeun kanggo ngahiji sareng neguhkeun deui kakawasaan.
To put it the way the Apostle Paul spoke it,
menyatakan selalu sareng Rasul Paulus,
that all things will come together in Christ.
Sadaya hal baris ngahiji dina Kristus.
That he will be the head of all.
Antena baris janten pamimpin sadayana.
That principalities and powers.
Panguasa, pamarintah.
Things in heaven, things on the earth.
Anu di sawarga, sareng di bumi.
Things under the earth will all come together in him.
Baris dongkap dina mantena.
I had opportunity to visit Victoria Falls in Zimbabwe, Africa.
Abdi kado kesempatan kanggo ngunjungan curug di Zimbabwe, Afrika.
As I watched the water pour down off of the falls into the river,
waktu abdi ningali cai turun ke walungan,
I was amazed at its power.
Abdi kagum kana kakiatanana.
It was written that the water that falls in 1 minute.
Dicaroskeun yen kakiatan cai turun dina samenit.
Can actually generate enough electricity.
Biasa ngahasilkeun listrik.
To light up New York City for a day.
Kanggo kota New York salami sadinten.
I believe that when Jesus returns,
abdi percanten waktos Yesus sumping,
he is going to do on a large scale.
Antena baris ngalakukan dina sakala anu langkung ageung.
What he did at that wedding in Cana.
Dinaon anu dilakukeun dina perjamuan kawin.
And that is to take what's available.
Eta nyandak naon bae nu aya.
and turn it into value in human society. He will show us the availability of all the resources to make human society function the way God intended. The body of Jesus Christ,
Yesus Kristus,
which is made up of believers all over the world,
percaya di sealam dunia,
is the second model,
yaitu model anu kedua,
to express the intention of God
tujuan Gusti,
to create an interdependency of believers.
Menciptakan silih gumantung di antawis orang percaya.
Paul expressed it this way in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
Paulus ekspresikan dina hiji Korinta pasal 12.
That there is one body.
Ya hiji badan.
With many members.
Er anggota.
And each member having a distinct contribution.
Tiap anggota kadoh kontribusi anu benten-benten.
For the body as a whole.
Anggo hiji badan.
This is the intention of God.
Teteh tujuan Gusti.
And this is why in human society,
sababna dina kehidupan manusia,
we cannot judge each other
biasa ngahukuman hiji sareng sanes
by the color of our skin,
margi warna kulit,
or our physical features.
Tapi perbentangan fisik.
We must judge each other
urang priyogi ngaharga anu sanes
by the God-given contribution that we bring to human society. The last time we were together, I shared with you that we would start at Revelation and go backwards. So would you turn with me now to the book of Revelation,
chapter 21.
Chapter 21.
Pasal 21.
In Revelation chapter 21.
Wahyu pasal 21.
Beginning at verse 24.
Awitan ayat 24.
It actually speaks of after the consummation of the age.
Ia nyados ngenaan separantos zaman panganggesan.
When the glorious city, the New Jerusalem,
Yerusalem enggal, parantos lungsur di sawarga,
has come down from heaven and has been placed on the earth.
Disimpan di bumi.
Notice the activities that are going on.
Perhatikan aktivitas anu kajantenan.
Verse 24.
Ayat 24.
It reads as follows.
Diserat kieu.
The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it.
Bangsa-bangsa bakal kacaangan ku eta kota, raja-rajana bakal datang kadinya bari mawa pangbakti.
Verse 25.
Ayat 25.
On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there will be no night there.
Lawang-lawangna sapanjana tara mendet-mendet sebab didinya teu aya peuting.
Now I'd like you to focus your attention very carefully on verse 26.
Perang fokus sareng kalungtik ayat 26.
Notice what it says.
Perhatikan naon anu dicarioskeun.
The glory and honor of the nations will be brought into the holy city.
Bangsa-bangsa daratang marawa rupa-rupa anu marulya.
This is incredible.
Hal ieu luar biasa.
After the second coming of Jesus Christ,
perantos Yesus sumping anu kadua,
after the judgment of God on the earth,
penghakiman Gusti kadunya,
after the establishment of the new heaven and earth,
langit sareng bumi enggal,
God is still identifying people,
Gusti ngaidentifikasi jalmi,
by their nations.
Langkungan bangsa aranjena.
And each nation.
Tiap bangsa.
Is bringing its glory.
Nyandak kamuliaan.
Into the holy city.
Ka kota suci.
As an offering before God.
Janten persembahan ka Gusti.
Incredible.
Luar biasa.
That even at this time.
Jika ayeuna.
There is still an identification of nations.
Masih aya identifikasi bangsa-bangsa.
Now, let's look at that word glory.
Orang tinggal kecap kemuliaan.
The glory of an object,
kemuliaan,
is its intrinsic value.
Nah, ayah makna katutupan.
Its worth.
Ngahargaan.
That for which it is identified.
Di mana identifikasi.
So the glory of a nation.
Jantan kemuliaan.
Is the value of that nation.
Eta ngahargaan hiji bangsa.
That for which that nation is identified.
Anu identifikasi bangsa eta.
Its worth.
Eta penghargaan.
And here in Revelation.
Di dieu kitab wahyu.
The nations come together. To bring their value.
Bangsa-bangsa daratang sareng nyandak penghargaan aranjeunna.
When we look at something like that, we can see that even to this day, nations are recognized by what they bring to human society.
Patos wang ningal ieu, urang tiasa ngartos negara dikenal tinaon anu aranjeunna kontribusikeun dina kehidupan manusia.
We hear of the Arab countries of oil.
Rangadangu negara Arab eta minyakna.
They're producing oil.
Rangadangu produksi minyak.
When we hear of cars, we hear of German engineering.
Patos rangadangu kecap mobil emut ka teknisi Jerman.
We hear of Japanese technology.
Jepang dikenal teknologina.
Some nations are known for food.
Beberapa negara dikenal emah menana.
For agriculture.
Pertanian.
For technology.
Teknologi.
For arts.
Kesenian.
For sciences.
Ilmu pengetahuan.
Every nation in human society.
Unggal negara di dunia ieu.
Is identified.
Dikenal.
By what they bring to the corporate good. Of mankind.
Terang naon anu aranjeunna pasikeun kanu kapentingan bat manusia.
And so it is. That although sin has entered the world, we can still identify the original intention of God.
Orang tetap tiasa mengidentifikasi tujuan Gusti.
When any society
waktu siji lingkungan
rejects the contribution of another entity in that society,
tolak pamasihan ti daerah sanes.
That society that rejects
lingkungan anu nolak hal eta
loses what God intended for them to have.
Kalengitan tujuan Allah kanggo aranjeunna.
Through that part of society that it rejects.
Disayogikeun ngalangkungan lingkungan anu aranjeunna tolak.
So if you reject me,
katan umpami saderek nolak abdi,
then you lose what God put inside of me for you.
Saderek kalengitan naon anu Gusti pasikeun dilebet abdi kanggo saderek.
But if you embrace me, then you embrace what God put inside of me for you.
Peminampi kenging berkat Gusti kanggo sedherek.
The reality is that we live in an inescapable network of mutuality.
Kenyataan nyaeta urang hirup dina jaringan sasarengan anu teu mungkin dihindaran.
And this will once again be realized in Jesus Christ.
Alia baris jantan kenyataan Yesus Kristus.
Let me share with you
Rios,
out of the Gospel of John, chapter 1.
Yohanes pasal 1 masih terang.
It is no strange thing to me that Jesus would prophesy of nations rising against nations.
Tanes hal anu aneh, Yesus nubuatan bangsa-bangsa ngalawan bangsa-bangsa.
It is no strange thing to me that he would say that these would be the signs of the last days.
Ngahirankeun yen mantena nyaroskeun ieu teh tanda akhir zaman.
I have learned that the greatest problem in any human individual.
Abi diajar yen salah sahiji masalah pangageuna umat manusia.
Is the resolution of the identity crisis.
Eta krisis identitas.
Who am I?
Saha abdi.
How am I validated?
Saha abdi ngan nilai.
Who validates
me? Anu abdi aya harga.
What must I believe about my purpose?
Anu abdi perlu percantan ngenaan tujuan abdi.
And my destiny in life.
Dan tujuan hirup abdi.
When I answer those questions.
Atas abdi ngawar patarosan ieu.
I understand the part that I play.
Bagian anu ku abdi mainkan.
God's gift inside of me.
Gusti dilebet abdi.
To bless human society.
Kanggo ngaberkahan umat manusia.
Let us look at the Gospel of John, chapter 1.
Tingali Injil Yohanes pasal 1.
In verse 10.
Ayat 10.
It says concerning the Lord Jesus Christ.
Anaan Gusti Yesus Kristus.
He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him.
Ya sumping kalan dunia kengna ngajadi kentea, tapi pangasirunya teh tewabuhan.
He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him.
Jadi milikna ku anjen, tapi ku umat tan teritarima.
Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
Kata percayakan jena ku Allah dipaparin hak jadi putrana.
Now let's focus on verse 13.
Orang fokus kana ayat 13.
It says, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision to a husband's will, but born of God.
Tunate lain ku sabab turunan oge lain ku jalan anu ilahar anu lumrah di manusia, tapi estu ku kekawasan Allah bae.
When Jesus was speaking to Nicodemus,
atas Yesus nyeres ke sareng Nicodemus,
he told Nicodemus very clearly,
antena ngajentrekeun jelas pisan,
that which is born of the flesh
anu lahir ti daging
is flesh.
Eta daging.
And that which is born of the spirit
anu lahir ti roh
is spirit.
Eta roh.
So there are two heritages in human society.
Enten aya dua warisan dina hirup manusia.
One that is natural,
awitan anu alami,
which identifies us with the earth,
identifikasi urang sareng hal dunya,
and one that is spiritual,
anu sanesna nyaeta rohani,
which identifies us with God.
Identifikasi urang sareng Gusti.
If you seek to resolve the identity crisis,
pami urang hoyong ngarengsekeun
through a natural identification,
alangkungan identifikasi alami,
you will never discover your true self nor your true potential in the image of God.
Urang mal nemukeun diri urang anu saleresna potensi asli dina gambaran Allah.
What a man believes about his origin,
naon anu urang percaya ngeunaan kawitna,
will inevitably determine what he will believe about his purpose and his destiny.
Pasti baris nangtukeun naon anu anjeunna percaya ngeunaan tujuan sareng panyaur.
If your origin, purpose and destiny,
pami kawitna tujuan sareng panyaur urang,
comes to you only
lungkap nganti
from an ethnic identification,
identifikasi etnik,
or a racial identification,
atau identifikasi ras,
or a geographic identification,
atau identifikasi,
then you are limited
urang aya watesna
in how much you can be what God intended you to be.
Dina hal anu Gusti hoyong kajantenan dina urang.
When we study the genealogy of Jesus Christ,
orang diajar genealogi Yesus Kristus,
in order to fulfill the scriptures, he had to be identified with the house of David.
Kanggo nyumponan nubuatan Alkitab, mantena diidentifikasi sareng bumi Daud.
So one genealogy,
dan hiji genealogi,
identifies him with the earthly king.
Hubungkeun mantena sareng raja saatacana.
But the other genealogy,
nanging genealogi sanesna,
traces him back to God,
arahkeun mantena ka Gusti,
which represents his spiritual heritage,
anu mana nganyatakeun warisan rohanina,
and his spiritual authority,
sareng otoritas rohanina.
He said to the scribes and Pharisees on one occasion,
mantena nyarios ka Saduki sareng orang Farisi,
he said to them, you cannot validate me,
karena anjeun teu kudu ngesahkeun abdi,
because I know where I came from,
margi abdi terang ti mana asalna,
and I know where I'm going.
Terang abdi terang ka mana abdi angkat.
And when a man knows of his origin,
atos jalmi terang asal usulna,
in God,
dilebet Gusti,
only then will he discover his true purpose and destiny in life.
Eta anjeunna nemukeun tujuan hirupna.
Go with me to the book of Jeremiah the prophet, chapter 1.
Urang tinggal di Yeremia pasal 1.
In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1,
Jeremiah pasal 1,
Beginning at verse 4,
awitan ayat 4,
it reads as follows.
Malnakir,
the word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations.
Angiran imbalan kakaula, maneh ti memeh ku kami dihirupkeun, ku kami geus dipilih, geus ditangtukeun ti memeh dijurukeun keur pinabian bangsa-bangsa.
The reason why I point out this scripture to you,
alasan abdi ningalikeun ieu,
is because Jeremiah was born ethnically and culturally a Jew.
Nyaeta kumargi Yeremia lahir dina etnik sareng budaya Yahudi.
But his true origin transcended his Jewishness.
Nanging asal-usulna ngalangkungan ka Yahudianana.
The fact that God said concerning Jeremiah,
fakta yen Gusti nyarios ka Yeremia,
before I formed you in your mother's womb,
memeh ku kami dihirupkan,
I knew you.
Kami geus dipilih.
It means that Jeremiah had an existence.
Artinya Yeremia tos aya.
Before he was in human form.
Catatan jantan manusia.
He had an existence in the mind of God.
Anjeunna tos aya dina imutan Allah.
And when he was in the mind of God,
atos anjeunna aya dina imutan Allah,
he was not restricted to being a Jew.
Anjeunna teu dibatesan ku orang Yahudi.
He would actually be the expression of God's will and purposes.
Anjeunna janten ekspresi kahoyong sareng tujuan Gusti.
In time and space.
Dina waktu sareng ruang.
Why is that so important?
Anu penting di dieu.
I'd like to share with you my personal testimony.
Abdi bade kesaksian.
Back in the early 1950s.
Tahun 1850.
There was a young woman in the country of Panama.
Aya hiji istri anom keneh di Panama.
Who ran track for the Olympics.
Anu lompat di Olimpiade.
And every day she would run around the track practicing.
Tiap dinten anjeunna latihan dina rute.
She was a very famous woman in the country.
Anjeunna kamasyhur di nagara eta.
She was a gold medalist, silver medalist.
Anjeunna kenging medali emas sareng perak.
And she represented the country well.
Kawakilan nagarana kalayan sae.
Because of her success, they gave her a full scholarship to attend the university in the United States.
Kumargi hasil aranjeunna masihan beasiswa ka universitas di Amerika.
One day while she was running around the track,
hiji mangsa anjeunna lompat dina lintasan.
There was an older gentleman who owned the restaurant across from the track.
Aya saurang anu kadoh restoran di pentasan jalan.
He gazed upon her loveliness.
Anjeunna kagum kana kagelisanana.
But he did not gaze out of love.
Nanging sanes hal kanyaah.
He gazed out of lust.
Nanging nafsu.
Well, he decided to pursue her.
Mutuskeun kanggo ngundang eta istri.
And because she was young and impressionable,
margi istri eta polos.
He was able to convince her to enter a relationship with him, which became sexual in nature.
Kanggo ngawangun hubungan secara alami ngarah kana seksual.
Well, she ended up getting pregnant.
Akhirna istri eta hamil.
And this was a major crisis for her.
Eta krisis pang agengna.
Because it meant that she could possibly lose everything.
Artina anjeunna kalengitan sagalana.
She was faced with an incredible decision.
Anjeunna mayunan putusan anu susah.
For some strange reason, unbeknownst to her, she decided to keep that baby.
Tanggo hiji alasan, anjeunna mutuskeun miara eta orok.
When the National Olympic Committee found out that she,
panitia Olimpiade terang hal eta,
that she was pregnant and would keep the baby,
yen anjeunna hamil baris ngalahirkeun,
she lost everything.
Anjeunna kalingitan sadayana.
She lost the scholarship to the university.
Kalingitan beasiswana.
It became a national disgrace.
Ye janten noda nasional.
It disgraced her family.
Heraken kulawargana.
And her friends.
Sarang rerencanganna.
But for some reason, she held on to that baby.
Nanging kanggo hiji alasan etan milih orok.
On the day that the baby was born.
Waktu bayi eta lahir.
She left the hospital.
Anjeunna tinggalkeun rumah sakit.
And took the baby directly to the restaurant.
Saras nyandak eta orok ka restoran.
She was hoping that in spite of all the other rejection.
Anjeunna miharep lepas ti penolakan saraya jalmi.
That at least the baby's father would accept her and accept the baby.
Paling teu bapa orok kersa nampi anjeunna.
So she arrived at the restaurant with the baby in her arms.
Anjeunna dugi ka restoran sareng orokna.
And she presented the baby to the father.
Anjeunna ningalikeun orokna ka bapana.
And the father, the man, the older man,
sareng bapana, netep eta istri,
looked her in her eyes and told her, "I don't want anything to do with you, and I don't want anything to do with that baby."
Sareng nyarios abdi terang ngeunaan bayi sareng ibuna.
Her heart was crushed.
Hatena ancur.
She left the restaurant, went home in tears, weeping before God.
Anjeunna kaluar ti restoran, mulih sareng cipanona ngalir di payunan Gusti.
She had learned how to pray because of her grandmother who was a Pentecostal Christian.
Anjeunna diajar ngadoa kumargi ninina urang Kristen Pentakosta.
She held the baby in her arms.
Anjeunna nyepengan orokna.
And she prayed this prayer.
Sareng ngadoa kieu.
She said, "Lord, I was a household name."
Gusti artinya eta anu nyandak nami bangsa.
"But I gave it all up for this baby."
Nanging abdi lepaskeun saranya kanggo orok ieu.
"I don't know why."
Abdi teterang kunaon.
"But I pray that one day this baby will take up where I left off and become a household name."
Nanging abdi ngadoa hiji dinten baris neruskeun di mana abdi eureun. Sareng jantan jalmi anu nyandak nami bangsa.
I am that baby.
Abdi bayi eta.
God had a plan.
Gusti gaduh rencana.
And that plan was not restricted to the color of my skin or the conditions into which I was born into this world.
Rencana eta teu kabatas karena warna kulit atau nami kondisi waktos arti dilahirkeun ka dunya.
It had to do with the plan that God had in His mind.
Nanging hubunganna sareng rencana Gusti dina imutan mantenna.
What was true for Jeremiah?
Hal ieu leres kanggo Yeremia.
What was true for me?
Oke kanggo abdi.
Is true for you.
Oke kanggo saderek.
You and I.
Saderek sareng abdi.
Are not products of time and space.
Hasil produk waktu sareng tempat.
We are products of eternity.
Nanging hasil produksi ti kalanggengan.
Positioned in time and space.
Disimpan dina waktu sareng ruang.
For the purpose of contributing something from eternity.
Kanggo tujuan masihan kontribusi
into human society.
Kanggo manusia.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Once my origin with God was settled.
Patos asal usul abi sareng Gusti tos pageuh.
My validation did not come from the color of my skin, the country of my birth.
Teteh abdi terdongkap ti warna kulit negara kelahiran.
It came from the image of God.
Nanging di gambaran Allah.
Let me share with you why what you're hearing today is so important to the future of human society, to your future, and the body of Christ.
Abdi ngajelaskeun naon anu urang bahas ayeuna penting pisan kanggo umat manusia masa kapayun urang sareng salira Kristus.
Everything that God does, He does based on a pattern and according to a principle.
Sadaya anu Gusti pidamel dumasar kana pola sareng prinsip.
Turn with me to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13.
Buka Injil Matius pasal 13.
Now I'll share with you a familiar parable to you.
Abdi baris ngabagikeun perumpamaan anu sami.
I said to you earlier in this session that everything begins in seed form and then grows into an experience.
Dipayun sesi ieu sadaya dikawitan ti bini sareng tumuwuh janten pengalaman.
Let's look at the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13.
Orang tingali dina Matius pasal 13.
To give you a little background,
kanggo masihan kasang tukangna,
Jesus spoke a parable to his disciples about a sower sowing seed.
Yesus masihan parumpamaan ka para murid ngenaan nabur bini.
It is called the parable of the wheat and the tear.
Perumpamaan ieu ngenaan ilalang sareng gandum.
This parable is actually the next step in progression to the parable of the sower sowing the seed into the different soils.
Perumpamaan ieu teh terasana ti perumpamaan jelema anu tebar binih di taneuh anu beda-beda.
Just to bring it back to you, the parable of the sower sowing the seed in the soil.
Ulidei kana perumpamaan ngenaan tukang tebar.
From the Gospel of Mark chapter 4.
Dina Injil Markus pasal kaopat.
Jesus said, "The seed is the word of God."
Serius, bini teh dauhan Gusti sareng taneuh teh hate manusia.
The soil represents the human heart.
Tanah ngalambangkeun hate manusia.
The sower is Jesus.
Anu tebar teh.
And he takes the word in seed form.
Mantenanya dauhan dina bentuk bini.
And he sows it into the human heart.
Tebar kana diri manusia.
For the purpose of the kingdom of God being expressed out of that human heart.
Tujuanana supaya kerajaan Allah diekspresikeun dina hati manusia.
Now let's look at the parable of the wheat and the tares.
Urang tingali eurih jeung gandum.
In verse 36.
Dina ayat 36
of Matthew chapter 13.
Dina Matius pasal 13.
It reads as follows. Then he left the crowd and went into the house. His disciples came to him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field."
Dirinya Yesus angkat deui ngantunkeun jalma-jalma didinya lajeng mulih murid-muridna ngadeuheus piunjukna beuki kersa nerangkeun isina siloka eurih sareng gandum.
He answered, "The one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. And the good seed stands for the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels."
Yesus ngadawuh kieu, jelema anu nyebarkeun pinih anu hade teh nyaeta putra manusia, ari minangka taneuhna teh nyaeta dunya. Nu disebat pinih nu hade teh nyaeta para ahli waris kerajaan, ari anu diumpamakeun eurih nyaeta jalma-jalma murid si jahat. Anu disebut musuh teh nyaeta iblis, usum panen ngagambarkeun akhir zaman, ari anu derepna nyaeta para malaikat.
Now notice the relationship between the two parables of the sower.
Perhatikeun hubungan kedua siloka ieu.
The parable of the four soils,
siloka opat taneuh,
is the sowing of the word into the hearts of men.
Nyaeta tebar dauhan dina hate manusia.
But the parable of the wheat and the tear,
nanging siloka eurih sareng gandum,
is actually the taking of those human hearts with the word in them and sowing them into the world.
Nyarios ngenaan hati manusia sareng dauhan dilebetna sareng sadaya ditebarkeun ka dunya. Janten dina imutan Allah.
So in the mind of God,
mantenatos,
he knew Jeremiah.
Kenal Yeremia.
And he knew that he would get his word into Jeremiah. And then in a certain time and space, he would sow Jeremiah into the world.
Mantra terang, yang baris nyimpen dauhan dina Yeremia sarang tempat engkena matana baris tebar Yeremia kadunya.
And because of what was in the mind of God, he knew that he would sow his word into my heart.
Umargi mutanalah ieu mantena terang baris nyimpen dauhan dina hati abdi.
And my identity would rise above ethnicity and race.
Identitas abdi baris ngalangkungan watesan etnik sareng ras.
And be identified with my Creator who has an eternal plan for me.
Diidentifikasikeun sareng Sang Pencipta anu gaduh rencana langgeng.
And he would take me with that word in my heart.
Mantena baris nyadak abdi sareng dauhanana dina hate abdi.
And sow me into any culture.
Sareng nebarkeun ka sadaya dunya.
Any ethnicity.
Sadaya etnik.
Any color.
Sadaya warna kulit.
Any geographic location.
Sareng geografis.
And that word inside of my heart
yang dauhan dina hati abdi
would lift me above
ngangkat abdi langkung
all of the natural divisions of men
ngalangkungan sadaya watesan alamiah dunya
and bring me into unity with God
kasatunggalan sareng Gusti.
I would be born not of blood
abdi terlahir ti daerah
nor of the will of the flesh
kahoyong manusia
but I would be born of God
aing ti Gusti.
Enter my spiritual heritage
jengeng warisan rohani.
Resolve the identity crisis in Jesus Christ.
Krisis identitasi rengsekeun di lebet Kristus.
And appreciate my ethnicity.
Asal abdi.
As simply the instrument.
Janten alat.
Through which God would contribute through me.
Mana Gusti tiasa ngadamel ngalangkungan abdi.
For the corporate good of human society.
Kanggo kasayan umat manusia.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
As we come to understand that God's purpose is to bring us as one,
tujuan Gusti nyaeta nyandak urang janten hiji,
with each individual bringing a unique contribution,
sareng tiap pribadi nyandak kontribusi anu khas,
we will not see our differences as a problem,
urang moal ningal perbedaan urang janten masalah,
but we will see our differences as the greatness of God.
Nang janten keagungan Gusti.
Uniquely bringing together.
Unik dihijikan.
People of different kindreds.
Jalmi tiru piripi suku.
Different languages.
Janten bahasa.
Different national origin.
Janten bangsa asal.
Coming together in one Lord.
Lungkap sasarangan dilebet hiji Gusti.
One faith.
Hiji iman.
One God of all.
Hiji Allah tisadayana.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah.
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 Until next time.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Kepatepang deui, Gusti ngaberkahan.